Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, morning mess. It's time for another one. A staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Elena?
Morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Elena. What's going on with you and your boyfriend, Martin?
So I've been dating Martin for 8 months now, and I noticed something really weird on his phone. Basically, he's on Twitter, and like, you know when you're on the app, it shows your little profile picture in the top left corner?
Yeah.
It was a completely different picture.
Well, are you sure he didn't just update it or change it or?
No, it was not like updated. It was like a whole different photo. It was weird. One time we were together and I peeked over his shoulder and I noticed that the username was different. He has multiple accounts and never told me, which I didn't really find super weird at first. But then the more I kept digging, I noticed that his fake accounts had him liking a bunch of tweets. And he was retweeting a bunch of stuff that is about cheating. And they're not his tweets, but he's still, like, acknowledging them, which is weird, so it's clearly on his mind.
Mm-hmm. Is this something that you talked to him about?
Well, I haven't brought it up because, one, I don't know how without sounding like a crazy person.
Okay.
I don't think that sounds crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like, if your person is like, you know what? Your Twitter account, I just stumbled on it. You have a different picture, and you're, like, retweeting and liking a lot of accounts about cheating. We got something to talk about, or?
So you haven't even tried to casually mention it, maybe drop some hints, see if you can pick up any clues?
No, like, I really haven't, and so I guess that's kind of why I'm calling. I don't really know how to even bring this up, and I don't trust him anymore, and I just want to know the truth.
Has he cheated on you before that you know of?
No.
No, never
not
an issue. Okay.
Yeah, never an issue.
Outside of this particular like Twitter account, which is really major, I'm not trying to downplay that, but have you noticed anything different in the relationship? Like, is he acting more distant or?
I mean, everything's been really good with us, so that's why I was just caught off guard when I saw this.
Well, I wouldn't be too alarmed. I know sometimes I retweet stuff that I don't personally relate to at the moment, but they were like funny or super clever. I mean, were any of these, cheating isn't a joke, but were any of these kind of maybe interesting tweets worthy of a retweet?
Okay, Carla, we're reaching here. Do you tweet them off of your own account or a private account that your man doesn't know you have? That's a big difference here.
True. Okay. I'm sorry. This is not looking good.
Yeah.
You know what? I think we've honestly asked enough questions here. There's only so much that we can get from you, girl, without actually talking to him, which is what we're going to be doing up next. It's a staycation setup, so we'll be calling him up, offering him the free romantic weekend stay. I'm going to ask him who he wants to bring as his guest for that free reservation. And from there, we're going to find out if he picks you for the romantic weekend or if he says somebody else. And if he says somebody else at that point, honey, then you go ahead and let him know how you feel.
Okay.
Elaine, does your man like biscuits?
What?
Yeah? Why?
Oh, my God. Well, there's just guys sometimes they risk it to get them biscuits. And hopefully that's not the situation, baby. Sometimes they do it.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Joey. Whatever.
Sometimes they do it, baby. Sometimes they do it.
Okay. Can you not? We're trying to find out what's going on in her relationship.
She likes biscuits or not.
Oh, my God. And we're going to find out what's going on here up next. It's the staycation setup with the Morning Mess.
Okay, the Morning Mess. We are back with a staycation setup. We had spoke to Elena. She let us know that her boyfriend, Martin, had been dating for about 8 months now. She noticed a little something weird on Twitter. What is that? Is that the default pic?
Yeah, it's your profile picture, your avatar.
It's the avatar, yeah. It's a different picture, different name. And she noticed one particular weird thing that he's retweeting and liking certain accounts about cheating, which definitely she throws up a red flag. Like, why are you liking so many of these cheating situations on Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
So, Elena, are you there?
Yeah.
Based on that, though, is why you're concerned that, one, why does your man change his name and changes his avatar on Twitter? And two, the whole cheating situation, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's not really given me any other reason to doubt him. I just thought it's a little strange that he's doing this, and I don't really know about it, you know?
It's very suspicious, honey. We're going to find out once and for all what's going on in your relationship. We're going to call him up, see who he'd like to bring on that free romantic weekend stay. If he says your name, everything is okay, hopefully. But if not, then we know something's going on. You can let him know how you feel from there, all right?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Martin?
Yes, Martin.
Hi, Martin. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, throwing in a honeymoon package. And I was calling just to confirm some details with you, but I wanted to congratulate you on your winning.
Wait, who are you calling from?
The Aurora Hotel. So we're a nationwide brand.
I'm not interested. I didn't sign up for anything. So thank you, but no thank you.
Okay, well, if we do end up taking you off of this call, unfortunately, you lose your chance at this free weekend stay, which you happen to be the winner of, so I wouldn't want you to miss on that. Plus, this is an opportunity for you to show some real appreciation for that special someone in your life.
The whole thing is free. There's no catch. It doesn't cost nothing.
No deposits, fees, or taxes. Unless you decide to get room service, we won't be taking any payment from you, sir.
So you're telling me it's a completely free stay. It's not going to cost me a penny.
That is correct. And this is a limited time offer. Because we are a new establishment, we're asking for a review of your experience in return for the stay. So,
oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Martin. Now, let's go ahead and go over your reservation. I've got a few questions here. With this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. I want to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that message to say. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right. I can't wait to spoil my princess this weekend.
Got that written down here. Now, my next question for you, Martin, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay?
Maria?
So, Martin, we legally got to let you know you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Elena's on the line. She called our show suspecting you're cheating.
Who is Maria? Who is
she? She's no one. No one, I swear. It's nothing.
Sure, she's someone.
You said she was your princess.
We met online, and she's nothing. I don't even know why you said that.
If you're honest with me, I'll hear you out, but this all sounds like... Why would you put it for her? Do you not want to be
Elena,
with me? Are there
Elena,
other girls?
Elena, baby, I'm sorry. I messed up. I'm really... Listen, honey, these past 8 months have been awesome.
Oh my God.
I'm just not used to being in something like this, and I'm really sorry I did that.
How long has this been happening? Why did you do it?
This is the first time. This is the first person.
You swear you've never met her.
Elena, honey, I am sorry. You are my woman,
and I'm really
into you.
Honestly, I need you to go to counseling with me because I love you. I want to be with you, but I don't know if I can stay with you if we don't go to counseling.
I'll go.
I don't know what else to tell you.
Honey, I promise I will go to counseling with you. This is important. This matters.
What?
I'll do it.
Martin got away with it.
Are you kidding?
Oh, boy.
Elena, he has a whole Twitter account dedicated to cheating. You are not serious.
I love him. I want to work things out.
There you go. Atta girl.
Girl.
Fight for your man. Fight for love.
No, oh my gosh. I know that you love him, and I know he's telling you that he loves you, but you've got to remember that love without loyalty is nothing.
Man, the hell what they said. Elena, I believe in second chances. Give your man a second chance. I got a second chance. My dad got a second chance. I think my uncle, my grandfather, everybody in my family.
Oh,
Rodriguez
my God.
In Greek means second chance. Did y'all know that?
Shut
Did y'all know? Rodriguez means second chances. Give Martin a second chance. Martin, are we going to mess up again, my guy?
No, I am sorry. I'm going to go to counseling. I love Elena.
Elena, I applaud you giving your man a second chance. Why the hell we have counselors? This is what we have counselors for.
You have a point. It's not in our place to judge. It's her relationship. It's why we have counselors. I mean, I really hope it works out for you. I hope this decision goes the way you want it to.
I love him and I believe him. I really feel like we can make this work.
There you go. Stand by your man. Who sang that, Gina?
Not me.
Country song.
No.
Country singer.
There is nothing that matters with that. We are not focused on songs here. I will go ahead and get you the counseling services, but I frown upon this.
Stand by your man.
What are you talking about? No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.